He is, of course, our feature interview thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional choice, but we can't just go straight to him. We've got to give him his proper intro.
Hyundai back in victory lane, and so too for the first time is Josh Buchan, winner of race number one of Super Cheap Auto TCR Australia here today in Sydney.
To be a winner in this class of racing now alongside some very good names in Super Cheap Auto TCR, this is huge for him. Tremendous breakthrough for this rookie yesterday. On the run home here, third of a lap to go and looking like adding a second one to the tally. Cool stuff.
It's another victory for HMO Customer Racing and victory to Josh Buchan in race two of Super Cheap Auto TCR Australia.
Yes, after Sydney Motorsport Park, we're all going, wait a minute, who's this bloke that just fended off Chas Mostert and James Moffat and a bunch of multiple supercars winners? Well, that question has been answered. Please welcome to the driver's seat for the first time, the one and only Josh Buchan.
Wow. Wow. Jesus. Gentlemen, thank you for having me. Boys, what was the start? You're talking about breathing. You guys are that old now. Is it been that long?
Anyway, Josh, thanks for coming
Josh. Yeah, it's good to hear from you. See you, mate. In all seriousness, boys, I got to say, I've known Josh for a lot of years because we've done a lot of driver training. Steve's done a lot of driver training with Josh. And to see you, Josh, from being this young bloke, and you're still a young bloke, but a young bloke arrived fresh at the racetrack, done a little bit of racing, did the Formula Ford thing, was really quite dominant in the New South Wales side, and just like a genuinely good bloke, someone that is there to work and put the hours in and really provide a good experience, to then come through the ranks and now be a winner in arguably one of the most competitive categories in this nation. I bloody love it, Josh, and I'm genuinely rapt to have you on the show as a winner in TCR.
Yeah, thanks, Matty. And boys, I must say thank you for having me firstly, but after I abuse you, but thank you for having me. Mate, you know, as you say, I've known yourself and Stevie for a little while, and you know, it's all well and good slapping five at driving events, but it was good to do it, you know, on a big stage and get a decent few W's in front of a bit of a crowd. And yeah, on home turf, I got to sleep in my own bed. It was about as good as you could ask for, really.
Mate, it was good. Obviously, we were there that weekend racing as well. Matty wasn't. Oh, no, you were there. You were there racing, weren't you, Matty?
Well, yeah, there.
I was driving around. I don't know if I was racing. I was down the back of the pack. But anyway,
you did well that weekend. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, I didn't crash, so that's probably as a benchmark. That's good for me.
He wore his race boots instead of his Big Bird flippers. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
Mate, honestly, really good to see that. You know, that win. That. But for me, you know, obviously, as we've touched on, going back, bit of a driver training, and we've known each other for quite a while. Sort of back then, we'd always talk about racing, and it was always, you know, Josh's talking about, you know, what to do next and how he's going to do this, how he's going to do that. And then you see him in the Formula V and just doing little things and you go, okay, so it's, you know, without any proper backing in that, it's so bloody hard to get forward, you know. I think, you know, I was so excited to see that win and that only was subsided by when I actually saw that you got the drive, you know, earlier in the year, you know, at the start of the year. I thought that was just tremendous. You did some great stuff in the Formula Ford and so forth, and just, you know, doing radical stuff, doing all this little bits that people probably don't see that, you know, because you and I know him, we take notice. Just give us a bit of a snapshot about how you ended up getting that seat, Josh, because it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I was the driving equivalent of busking on the side.
Exactly.
I was doing anything for a gig, and as they say, you know, it's a steering wheel is a steering wheel. So, mate, I was very lucky to have even raced a go-kart, to be totally honest. So, for me to be where I am now is amazing. And look, the first ever car race I did down in Phillip Island a couple of years ago, I remember doing that weekend and just thinking, how good is this? And at the end of that, you know, we took on, at the time, Sonic, which is the dominant force in Formula Ford, and we were right amongst them with a car that really wasn't meant to be there. And even then, that was like, all right, look, if I never race again, I'm happy. So, yeah, mate, really, really thankful to be where I am. And look how it came about. was through the driving events, through the driver training. It started quite a number of years ago. I did an event with the product planning department of Hyundai, and you never think it's going to lead to anything. I mean, it was a day for a Veloster Turbo. You don't think anything of it. I got paid a few hundred dollars, and that was, you know, that was set of tires and some fuel for the go-kart. That's all I thought. And yeah, fast forward a couple of years, there happened to be a bit of a reconnection between HMO Barry effectively and Hyundai, and they decided they wanted someone in the car. And through no idea of my skill set, they thought, oh, Josh, we like him, he can do it. And that's literally how it was, you know, I was friends with the right people, and they put me in, and I thought, God, all right, got to turn it up now. And yeah, that's basically where we are.
So basically, a lot of people do talk about, you know, that one big opportunity, that one big break that they get. And that was it for you, yep. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, as you know, boys, sometimes as a driver, you might have 10 days where you're below par, but you've only got to perform on the 11th when everyone's watching. And it was one of those ones. I tested the car and, you know, did pretty well. And I know a few others had tested as well. And I was the quickest out a lot of them, and they were like, all right, well, you'll do. So, here I am.
And Josh, when you raced and you had your wins at Sydney Motorsport Park a month ago, did you, for any moment while you're in the car and then leading, think to yourself when you looked in the rearview mirror, oh, there's Chas Mostert. Oh, there's James Moffat. There's Michael Caruso. And I'm ahead of all of them. Like that's got to be a pretty surreal moment that you get out of the car and they're either beside you on the podium or they're in the garages.
Mate, I remember when Chas first saw me and knew my name. I thought, Jesus Christ, like, how was that? That's all right. Even the great Stevie J, I remember when you first, you know, remembered my name, I'm going, oh, mate, this is gross.
Did you drive by one of the food trucks then?
Yeah. I was doing the latte run in the morning and he's all of a sudden popped up. So, I remember in race one looking behind and thinking, oh, I'm off there, all right. I'll just, you know, keep doing my thing and see what his game plan is, because in the touring car, if you try and go 10 tenths for a whole session, they fall over. So I was just looking at what he was doing with his car, and I only really thought of it at the end, like, oh, I wonder who's in third, wonder who's in fourth. And I'm thinking, it's actually probably some pretty good dudes. I haven't really fluked this one. So it's pretty amazing to be racing against the guys I watched on TV 10 years ago.
So what does that do to your mindset now, Josh, as you look towards Morgan Park in a couple of weeks? You're a confident young guy. We know you've got the skill to drive the car, but and we've all had it in our careers, that's a real self-belief moment when you actually go, instead of saying to people, I think I can do it, in your own mind you go, you know what, I can actually do this. How do you now look towards Morgan Park and that round and your confidence levels after that win?
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on, mate. As soon as you know you can do it, I mean, you always know you can do it, so to speak, but until you've done it and you know, okay, that's it, box tick. I guess it's a bit of a springboard. I hope it is anyway. But look, to be totally honest, without sounding arrogant, at the end of the day, when you're on the grid and you've got your launch procedure engaged and you drop the clutch, they're all just names on the doors. So, you know, like, whoever's next to me, it's fine. I'm going to drive the same whether it was Chas Mostert or, you know, Barry Smith. It doesn't really matter. So going to the next round, I know I've done the job, and everyone else does too, which is great, but nothing changes really. It just, as long as the car works, then hopefully I'll turn up as well.
So, like, obviously you can't fly under the radar now. You've established yourself. Everyone's taken note. What's the next step? You know, obviously you just said you've ticked that box or one of those little boxes, which is get in there and get a race win. Championships and that sort of stuff, I'm sure are boxes that are still wanting to be ticked. But, you know, outside of that, which is probably the obvious for everybody, what are the other boxes that you want to tick?
I mean, going into every round, particularly the previous two before Sydney, they didn't go quite to plan. Tassie was good, but the two following were, you know, in the shockers pile. But you basically just want to be the quickest car out of all the marks, really, and that's the first thing I look for. If I can be the quickest Hyundai on the road, then, you know, that's a box tick in some respect. But yeah, the championship's there. Chaz is going to be hard to catch, and, you know, we go to Sandown and Bathurst, which, you know, the straight line element doesn't overly suit us, so I'm not really thinking of it. I guess that goes back to, like you were mentioning, never really knowing what I was doing next. So I try and just take it each event at a time, the old cliche, probably get railed for it. But, yeah, you know, try and drive as fast as I can in practice, qualify well, and then run into everyone until there's no one else in front of me, really. That's the plan. Plenty of spares in the old HMO trailer.
It's a big trailer.
It is.
Is this a multi-year deal for you, Josh? Like, are you with Hyundai and HMO for this year, obviously, but is it a 2 and 3 year deal? Are you able to talk about that at the moment?
We're actually going through that at the moment. The idea will be to continue next year if we can, if it makes sense and everyone's happy and I haven't, you know, run over anyone's foot. So yeah, the idea would be to continue next year. Nothing confirmed yet, but, I would honestly, I'll stay with them until they kick me out. I'm very happy where I am. And, you know, with the brand and what TCR offers overseas, you never really know where it could go. So, I'll be a part of the furniture until I'm old-fashioned and grey-haired and they don't want me anymore.
And this is
pretty much like Stevie J.
Like Stevie J and I, I got to say,
I'm learning from the best, boys.
This is one of the things Stevie J and Nimsy and Josh I've loved about TCR is it's given people like Josh and, say, Luke King, Dylan O'Keefe, these guys who perhaps weren't necessarily looking towards a supercar future.
It's Jay given, Hansen.
Jay Hansen, you know, the 12-year-old or whatever he is.
Yeah.
It's given everyone a real opportunity to actually play on the national stage, play with some very big teams like GRM's now involved and Wall Racing's involved, and to really pit your skills up against some seriously credentialed dudes. I mean, we talk about Chaz, but he's probably at the moment the most highly credentialed. You know, he's got the WAU thing and now he's leading in TCR. This is the one thing I really do love about it, Josh, is this category has given you guys a place to shine.
Yeah, and look, everyone in the field really is elite. You look up and down the entry list. I remember looking before Tassie thinking, my God, there's no gimmies in the field. I was thinking, look, even if I'm my worst, there might be one or two spots, and there really wasn't. There's no one useless in the field. You've got to be on it. It's great. We've got a little crew we call the Battler crew, me, Geordie, and Kingy.
That's Luke King and Jordan Battlers. Cox.
That's right. Yeah, the show's friend, Jordan Cox, and Luke King. We call ourselves the Battler crew, and yeah, you know, we've got a little thing where we're just trying to ruffle up the feathers of, you know, the people who had more followers on Instagram than us. So,
You win the battle of the hair, though, Josh.
Oh, yeah, good solid. You got a solid do roll in there, mate.
Yeah.
O'Keefe reckons he's got me. He rolls a short back and sides. I go for a bit of extra length, but, you know.
We could all go for a bit of extra length, mate, let me tell you that.
I was going to throw something in there, but I'm not used to live radio like you
were. I mean, Josh, is there someone in the field that you've got in your crosshairs that you're like, you know, like if you nudge someone off the road, sometimes you think, oh, geez, I shouldn't have done that.
Enforcer or something.
But is there someone in the field that you come up against at the side of the door and you go, bang, see you, mate, and you don't care about? Anyone we can watch for in the next race?
Look, the political answer is I love everyone in the category. They're all my great friends and I don't want to run into any of them. The real answer is, to be fair, if it's a car in front, the side or behind, if they hit me and come off second best, then, you know, either you know what. So, not particularly. Dalberto ran into me at Bathurst and it broke his car. Honda build quality isn't what the Hyundai is, obviously. I felt so bad. I'm like, oh no, because Tony D is another one. He's another one of the driving boys, and he's a good mate of mine. And he's always been good with me. since years back, and he ran into me at Bathurst and broke his car, and I thought, oh God, TD of all people, you know. And I was going to message him on Facebook saying, sorry, dude, sorry about your DNF, like, you know, that sucks, I'll buy a coffee or whatever. And then I rewatched the footage and saw he ran into me, so he didn't get a message, and I just saw him the next day and sort of gingerly walked over and said, are we cool? And he's like, yeah, man, it's all good. So I haven't had too many run-ins yet. I nudged Jay Hansen at Phillip Island, but, you know, what's a control arm between friends? the good thing about TCR is that, you know, it is rubbing is racing in that category. You know, I know there's a bit of controversy about Touring Car Masters, that's really not on, but in TCR, it's part of it. The cars are pretty robust. They're designed to be sort of rubbed and touched up, but you never go out to offload anyone. I guess if I could choose one, it'd probably be Morecambe because he's closest to me in the points and he's in the same
your
car.
He's your teammate. Hey, if you want any advice on what it's like to come together with teammates, just talk to me. I've got plenty of history with teammates.
You and James Courtney should sit down and have a chat.
Absolutely.
He backed in a few times.
He did. James did. I backed into James a few times.
Oh,
apparently.
You did? Oh, right. That was what was said in the truck.
Correct. Yeah.
We're talking about racing still while we tell us.
I damn hope so. Hey, mate, obviously we've spoken a lot about the TCR and all that side of things. And you said you'd stay there until they kicked you out. Have you got any aspirations to do other categories? You know, whether that may be outside of the AIG realm, it might be the supercars or it might be whatever it is. I mean, is that something else that, you know, as a young driver, you've got your radar on, but at the moment you're just concentrating on the job at hand?
That's a good question because the TCR car is so specific in what it requires to get the most out of it. So I've been thinking about this recently, and it's like, do I drive anything else to you know, shift my sort of technique? Honestly, I just like driving. You know, driving is what I like doing, whether it be in my road car or on the racetrack. So yeah, anything that comes my way, if it fits in the realm of not cross brand or anything like that, or whatever, yeah, I'll drive anything. I'd love to drive a GT car. Big problem to have, but I've never driven one. And that's probably something I'd love to get into just to see what they're like. Particularly having done F3, which was another car I always just wanted to drive, feel what sort of GT cars like. But yeah, mate, if there's anything on the table, like there's not really much I'd say no to.
I'd be very happy to put you in my Trans Am car, mate. Not a problem.
You're paying?
No, you wouldn't. No, you just come and have a drive. I'm not paying. Oh. No, I'm not paying superstar. You can come and have a drive of my, Trans Am car. You will feel no aero. You will feel no brakes, but you will feel an absolute bucket load of grunt.
Yeah, I mean, they look mega. You watch them at our ARG events, and look, there's a reason that people put the tools down to go and look at them when they're going around. They sound the part, look the part. They're all relatively the same. I mean, it's motorsport, no cars are the same. But, you know, they look great. And, yeah, I mean, big horsepower, no grip, and as they all say, the big old H pattern. What can go wrong? And hey, Stevie J, well done to Jet getting into one. How good's that?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, my little fella's going to have his debut in 2 weeks' time or a week and a half's time at Queensland Raceway. So he's done one. He's done a total of probably 35 laps in one at the moment. So we've got a couple of practice days to get him out between now and then. And hopefully the little 16-year-old, he's not really little, he's probably almost as tall
he's
as Josh
tall,
now.
Yeah.
We'll be ready. But, yeah, very cool, mate. Thank you for that. And we are, well, he's looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to paying the bills. And
no, I was going to say, bread and water and 2 minute noodles for the rest of your life.
Yeah, again. Hey, maybe that might be good, mate. It might shrink my size a little bit.
you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to dive in there and have a crack. But, mate, we will see you at Morgan Park. It's a great circuit. I'm not sure you've ever been there. Steve and I have raced there previously, but that is a circuit. Of all of the circuits that I reckon are going to suit TCR this year, Stevie J, I reckon Morgan Park is going to be one of the better ones.
It's going to be cool. I think the racing's going to be unbelievable. I think it's going to be – it's a tight little track. You're going to need to have your elbows out to pass. I think it's going to create some awesome racing. But what we should do, actually, we should do a record on our phone with Josh and have a little bit of an inside scoop to be able to put on the, on the driver's
seat. On the old
seat.
Socials, yeah.
Socials, absolutely. And you know, on the app as well that people can go and have a look at. So that'll be pretty cool. And Josh is going to be kind enough to show us right through his team and how it all works. So thank you, Josh.
Thanks for volunteering for that, Josh.
Yeah, fantastic. This is news to me. So yeah. It's not the first time you both have roped me into something I didn't know about. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Just get HMO to Bill Hutchie the invoice, so that should be all good.
Happy days.
Hey, Josh, mate, thanks so much for jumping on board the driver's seat. Congratulations again for all your success at SMP. And good luck at Morgan Park. And also, if we do see the number 5 Kubota Trans Am actually at the front of the pack, we'll know that you did jump in that car.
Wow. That is the biggest blow for the last.
How's that for a drive-by from the guy down in Melbourne?
Hey, there's a fair bit of pressure on Josh's shoulders because generally every time someone comes on our show, their next race meeting,
they spray it. Yeah.
No, they don't.
They win it. We've only had 2 sprays, I think.
Yeah.
In time, but over the 5 years.
Out the spray jobs.
No. We only did that for Tim Blanchard.
Yeah. In the 5 years of the show that we've been running, there is a genuine trend for the driver that appears on the show to go on their next round and have a really solid run. If
Heimgartner won.
If not their first Waters. Win. So Waters, yeah, absolutely. SVG, well, but then again.
Well, you did break his collarbone, Steve.
Yeah, I did break his collarbone.
He's on for a win everywhere.
Didn't you speak to Cox and then he decided that quali was better if it was a 2-minute session at Bathurst?
Yeah, I thought Coxie and Holdsworth probably didn't.
They were the two. Yeah, they were the two.
Right, okay. Maybe the only ones in TCR. Great. This is
correct. Third time lucky for you, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's work to that.
We just had to iron out the bugs for the first 2, so that's all good.
Championship rivals too, I like your thinking.
There we go. But hey, Josh, thanks so much for jumping on board, mate. And it's awesome to have you as our feature interview for Ryko Filters. Remember, you can ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. Before we let you go, Josh, any sponsors you need to plug? Anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
Mate, just HMO Custom Racing, Hyundai, End Performance. Oh, I mean, the list goes on. DPO. I could go full NASCAR on you.
I was going to say, but you normally NASCAR would work that into their conversation somehow.
Yeah, I know. I'm not quite on that level yet, but look,
and your
if
battery.
Gonna,
and you, have you got a battery company on the side of the car?
Power Crank Batteries. Yep. So there you go. They supply Hyundai with their batteries, and they supply us with ours. And cool. You know, you can't start a race without starting the engine, as they say.
There you go.
You can't start a race without sponsors either. So,
a quality company, no doubt. Anyway.
Absolutely.
But Josh, good on you, mate. Thanks for jumping on board the driver's seat. And no doubt this won't be the last time we chat to you.
Thank you, gents. Thank you very much for having me.
Josh Buchan there joining us here on the driver's seat. Isn't it? And like you said, Maddie, it is great to see.